Thank you so much. To begin with, my name is Estella. I have come here to follow up with our trainees that had a training in September concerning permaculture, of which you are one of the beneficiaries. So I'm really so grateful to be in your home. I'm going to take some short time from you. If you could give me some attention and help me, give me your experiences right from that time up to now. That's what we shall share. So feel free with me to respond to any question you feel like, and if you don't feel like anything, you just say I cannot. It is also okay. So we're going to begin with kindly tell me, what is your name and your village?
I'm called Alufa Deborah, Western Ward, Ngora Town Council. This is Western Ward. Koboi cell.
Okay. Thank you so much, Deborah. I would like to find from you, how do you understand the PDC? Like, what do you say? What is the PDC?
Permaculture design course. By that time, I learned permaculture as a design. I learned permaculture as a agriculture by design, designed by nature.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What did you learn after the 6 months? Like when you finished the training after the 6 months,
when
what did you learn?
When I finished the training, I learned how to make compost manure.
Okay.
I learned how to make the swales. I learned how to make DC Lorena stoves.
Okay.
Even how to make raised beds.
Okay.
Where you plant the seeds and get seedlings out of it.
Okay. What else did you learn?
Even I learned how to preserve the seeds.
Okay. Seed banking. Okay, that is so good. So what are you doing right now?
What I'm doing right now, I had my work plan. I'd wanted to start with the composting, but I saw it is better for me to start with the digging my swales.
Okay.
Before I start the composting. So I started with the swale digging, the next one, raised beds for my seeds.
Okay.
Even there I make my raised beds.
Okay.
Even the Lorena stoves, I've been constructing the Lorena stoves. Even teaching my fellow farmers how to do this permaculture.
Okay.
I've been doing, practicing, teaching them.
Okay.
They learn from me how to make the swales using A-frame.
Okay. That is good. Can you tell me if you have started using this training knowledge in practicals? Any other thing again you've done?
Any other thing I've done is training the youth.
Okay.
Training the youth how to make this kitchen gardens.
Okay.
Kitchen gardening. Even I've trained them how to make Lorena stoves. I've trained them how to dig DC swales.
Okay. So Madam Deborah, that is so great. I would like to find out from you, like, what did you gain after using your practicals?
This permaculture has acted me as a source of income to my family.
Okay.
Even the diet. The other time we used to eat once a day, but now I can eat 2 times, 3 times, even 4. Now it has changed the diet of my family.
Okay.
Even a source of income, and even what I've gained on the side of sanitation and hygiene. Really, at this hour, some people can come and learn and see that there is sanitation and hygiene, because every part you move, you will find greens.
Okay.
So even I've gained some knowledge for my farmers, because some farmers have benefited from me. They have got some knowledge out of this permaculture.
Okay. That is so great. You said your neighbors get this. So how do you communicate this to them?
In this permaculture, always when I'm doing this, sometimes I call them to my home, then we practice. After practicing, we go to their homes also to do the same thing.
Okay.
Like constructing Lorena's, we can move this. Today's Deborah's home, next time Helen, next time Beatrice.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Okay. So what do they say about that?
Oh, they really appreciate the program so much.
Okay.
Because it is a source of income to our families, to our farmers.
Okay.
They are not, some of them are now selling. They have green vegetables. They are selling to market because we are nearer to the town council.
Okay. So those are the people you taught?
Those are the people I've taught.
Like how many families?
Now I've taught more than 40 families.
That is so good.
Even the youth. I've not counted the youth, but they keep on coming every morning for this.
Okay. So, how best do they want to be helped now, since you've started teaching them and they are learning? How best do you think? What do they say? Is that enough for them?
It is not really enough, but it has changed their lives of living.
Okay.
But in here, in Western world here, this is Okobo Isel. We have a problem of water, really water. Sometimes when it is time for drought, we cannot have, we have to move long distances looking for water for watering our green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is water.
So what do they recommend? How do they feel things can change to do better in permaculture? What else do they recommend?
They recommend sometimes, like if they have been taken somewhere, to learn more, to learn more, like a tour. That's what they recommend.
Okay. What about like a behavioral change? How has your behavior changed since you learned permaculture, and the community around? How has their attitude changed?
The attitude. The attitude of the farmers, they have welcomed this permaculture, but they have appreciated our permaculture teachers, because at the same time, we used to eat chemicals out of this. But now, permaculture has come for us to plant our green vegetables. Like God created the earth. You don't use these chemicals. You can even make your natural pesticide. You can even use your... you can liquid manure. You can even compost, which helps your vegetable to grow fast.
What about how do men now behave towards their women? Like, for us here in Africa, let me say generally in Teso, women do not own land. And if you say, I want to do this in this land, they will not give you. So nowadays, how has it changed?
It has changed the mind of men.
Okay.
Because these women here, whenever they sell green vegetables, they get income out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you asking a man for money, for soap, for salt, you sell your green vegetables and get your... So they appreciate.
Okay.
They always give. They have given, even the ladies have trained.
Okay.
Men are happy because they are being helped.
So how has it changed in your home?
My home? My home has changed. Sometimes on the side of health, we used to fall sick every time, but now my children are eating well, they are dressed well, shelter, that is on the side of shelter. My husband is very, very okay, and very happy about it. He's even welcoming the visitors from permaculture. But if I saw those people, I would appreciate them, I myself, because they have given you more and more knowledge, which has changed our family.
So what message do you have for the people who funded the training and then Steve Jones, who connected us for this training to happen?
What I have for them, I would like to take my sincere appreciation to Sector 39, even Steve, for what he has done. He has trained me to be a trainer, so I'm ready to be a trainer. Okay. Even if, where possible, I'm ready to go to train the farmers.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Madam Deborah. It was a very nice interaction in your home. And as I say, it's really very nice to see what you are doing, and I'm happy for this. Yes, in time to come, we shall come back again. And I believe this time I will not come back alone. I'll come with some other people to come and see what you are doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.